There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
And give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that aims to misbehave. And joining me, as always, is the lovely, vivacious, and vroom, Lee.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I am just great, and I am, you're just also wonderful and handsome and rawr. So, you're doing great too, I think. No, I'm good. I'm just, can't believe it's a little over 2 weeks away.
Yes.
Can't believe I get to see all my friends really soon. It's a little over 2 weeks away till Dragon Con.
Yeah, that's true.
2.5 weeks.
Something like that. Something like that. 2.5 weeks. Yeah.
Because really, I start really working on DragonCon on Wednesday. I start picking up my friends from the airport.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. How about you?
Okay, it's officially 3 weeks away, like today, but it's really kind of closer. But I know 3 weeks. 3 weeks. I can't believe it. And you know what else I can't believe?
If I look at the program application thing, your schedule should be there, right? So let me check.
I'm gonna throw some at your head when I see.
Let me see. I still don't see your schedule, Lee.
Do you see anyone's schedule?
Yeah, everybody else but you.
You are a big, big liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire. So stab it.
What are you gonna stab me in the heart?
No, I wouldn't stab you in the heart. I might
with a
like,
steak.
Really?
I don't know. I'm trying to help you here, Lee.
I know. I might press down really hard and then leave you on a desert planet that kind of looks like Tatooine. I would do that.
Okay.
Maybe stake you in the heart.
Okay.
Or you know, just have a pole go through you. I mean, you know, all of those things are possible.
Too soon, back. Lee. Too soon.
Oh, you brought it up the other day.
And spoiler.
A spoiler. You can bring up spoiler. But you know what, John? If I really, really wanted to do it, you know, I think I'd look at the works of a great auteur of our time.
Yes. William Shakespeare, auteur of our time. Wait.
Nope.
Different time.
I would look towards somebody like, you know, Josh Whedon.
What you mean, or Joss Whedon, maybe?
Joss Whedon, which we do all the time.
What is the actual pronunciation of his first name? If only we had someone
somebody.
Who could
Mary,
answer that question.
Just come on in here, because we're having a hard time. Come on in from out in the hallway. Come on in.
Hey guys.
Ta-da! It's Mary. Okay, so Mary is the director of Whedonverse. And so Mary, how do you pronounce the first name? Joss.
It's Joss. It's short for, I believe it's Joseph, but he was called Joss.
Okay, his parents just couldn't eat Joseph or Joshua, whichever one it is, you could have just called him Josh. You could have put that H on it.
No.
But you had to be weird. That's okay. They're probably parents. You know what? They were probably hippie parents. I mean, I don't know how old he is, but I bet they were hippie parents.
Well, his mother was kind of a hippie, and his dad was also a screenwriter. So
there you go.
Like, his dad worked on the Golden Girls. So, I mean, like, you never know what you're going to get.
Oh, the Golden Girls. Deadpool's his favorite.
Yeah. Well, everybody's favorite. It's the freaking Golden Girls.
It is the freaking
Golden Girls. Yes, I was right. It is Joseph.
It is Joseph. Very good. Okay, so... Hi, Mary. It's good to talk to you.
Hi, guys.
Hi. So,
it's been a bit.
Okay, it has been a bit. All right. So, you got some people coming.
Yeah,
and you got things going on in Whedonverse. So but
we're super
before we get,
excited.
Wait, we are pretty excited. But before we get started, how in the world did you find Dragon Con and then get the blue badge of we didn't run fast enough?
So that's a funny story. So I started being in fandom because of Buffy. So, you know, thanks Joss for doing this
Woo-hoo!
To me. So I actually found people in Yahoo groups, you know, back in the day. And the two of the people that I met, or three of the people that I met online, were like, hey, so we heard that the guy who plays Spike is going to be at this thing in Atlanta. Do you want to go? And I'm like, okay, so this is weird. People like meet people from the internet. and so my aunt and uncle live down in Atlanta, and I was like, if they're too crazy, like, I'll just go stay with my aunt and uncle. It's like not a big deal. So I drove from Ohio to Atlanta for my first con, and got a speeding ticket on the way there. And then met some of my good friends who I'm still friends with now, actually. And then sort of volunteered that first year on accident, because I have a hard time when people, don't like set up lines properly and whatever. So I sort of volunteered myself that first year. And then the second year I went, I was actually on two tracks. I was on the Buffy track at the time for half of my time. And then on the, classic sci-fi, track for half of my time. So it was basically like kind of my like gateway drug into the world of Joss Whedon. And so like from that point, I went from, you know, being a staffer on the Buffy track, because the whole time I was there, it was the Buffy track. Then Young Adult Lit. And then I did, press 1 year and, guest transportation. And then, when Wayne and Melissa decided that they wanted to just come to con as an attendee, he asked me if I would be interested in taking over Whedon, like if, you know, I'd be okay with, basically that him giving my name as somebody he trusted. So then I did interviews, and so now this crazy train is mine.
Wow.
Awesome.
So the crazy train that ran you over, basically, is what you're
saying. Yes. Yeah, oh, yeah. My God. Yes. And, you know, like it's so I kind of feel like it's like childbirth. You're like, OK, so it's really painful and it's really uncomfortable and blah, blah, blah. But at the end, you have this like really adorable thing that happens, and you have more people in your family. And then the next year, you're like, I'm never going to do that again. That's insane. Like, that was so painful. And then you're like, oh, but there's like a new baby.
it is in a way, we keep talking about this, like it is your family. Mm-hmm. And it is, you know, even when sometimes there's something that, you know, that uncle or cousin you don't really like a lot.
Yep.
But you see what they did and you still love them. Well, cough, dollhouse, cough. You understand.
Once a year. You know? Like I see a lot of these people once a year. And so like being able to be in like meet space and like actually give someone a physical hug if they're okay with being hugged. Is really kind of fabulous. And even if it's just sitting at a table and geeking out, like having coffee and whatever, or an adult beverage. So.
Right. There you go. So you're like, woohoo, we're having fun.
Yep. Well, and like, so the last couple of years have been like, the first year I was track director was really, really difficult. I don't know if it was just because like I was having an off year, but my second year was like amazing. Like it was one of those like revitalizing, like, oh, okay, the baby's not that bad years. Like,
yes. It's a good baby. It's a good baby. The crazy uncle didn't come this year. Yay.
Right. Well, and so this year though, I had like a whole bunch of like personal stuff happen and just like was completely wiped out. And because my like volunteers that I work with on our track, are incredibly lovely humans, they kind of picked up the slack for me for most of this year. So if you enjoy what we do this year, then you can thank them. And if you don't like it, you can blame me.
There you go. Always blame us, because you know what? We're the ones that will take it. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
We kind of signed up for it.
But so, the thing I'm honestly the most excited about is, so this year we're doing a different dance because I get bored. And also because, you know, Joss is done with the Avengers, at least as far as like the main movie Avengers goes. So So we were trying to think of something else to do. And I was like, I really want to do something that's multi-fanish, but I don't know how to go about it. So we sort of brainstormed with my team to come up with a name. And from the name, two of my staffers, Fifi and Anna, came up with what is the best little hoot nanny in the verse.
There you go.
And
if somebody wears a big pink fluffy dress with an umbrella skirt yes. under it, that would be not an umbrella. What's it called?
Oh, crinoline. So a hoop skirt.
A hoop skirt. It's not an umbrella. It's an upside down umbrella, but that's not what it's called.
I went there with you, Lee. Which
everybody
is
knew probably. Everybody's like had it already in their heads, but then we're like, that's not what it's called, Lee. I'm like, I know.
So what we've decided to do is not only have it be a multi-fanish Whedon event, but have it be a multi-fanish Dragon Con event. So we are partnering with the Puppetry Track and Urban Fantasy and the Brit Track, actually, to bring all of those fandoms together and basically party together. So we're going to have the dance part of it, but inside the event, we're going to have all of these photo booth stations set up for different fandoms. So you may see a few vehicles that you recognize. The Puppetry Track is actually loaning us the chair from the Labyrinth. And we've got props to play with and wigs to try on. And just basically you can come to dance and come to, hang out, or you can come and take pictures with your friends and go through all of that. And Anna and Fifi really have done insane amounts of work on this, painting cardboard and the paper cuts are many and we have pieces that light up and places that you can actually sit inside of a faux vehicle and so it's going to be really interesting.
There you go. It'll be a lot of fun, I think.
Oh yeah. Well, and I like being able to do something at Dragon Con that isn't just my track. I feel there's not enough at the con that sort of brings our tracks together, especially you talk about urban fantasy. Well, definitely like Buffy and Angel really kind of go into that. So does mm-hmm. Dollhouse. And I think that, it would be really interesting, I love the panels we have crossing over with Supernatural and Teen Wolf and things like that. So I think it's awesome that we get to have an event and share that time with that track and be able to work with their volunteers and kind of cross-pollinate, as it were.
Always fun. Always fun to cross-pollinate. You never know what might happen when you cross-pollinate.
That's true.
You never know. Sometimes it's fan fiction. Sometimes all of a sudden you got The Flash and Supergirl on a musical episode. It's going to be awesome.
Oh my God. Okay. So first of all, The Flash and Supergirl, I lost my whole mind. I love The Flash and I love Supergirl. So them crossing over just made my whole year. And then now Tyler Hoechlin from Teen Wolf is going to be Superman on Supergirl. I am losing my mind.
Well, it gets better, because did you hear that The Flash and Supergirl one, or is it The Flash? I think it's The Flash. One of them is going to be a musical episode.
That's fabulous.
It's going to be fabulous. Fabulous! I can't wait. It'll be awesome.
I seriously love those two shows so hard. I love them so. I love The Flash to the point where I watch it at work and I'll cry in the break room.
Oh, honey.
I'm a precious, precious flower, okay?
That's okay. You can be a precious, precious flower.
Well, and so Kevin Smith actually watched the last episode of The Flash or whatever, where, spoiler alert, where, he goes back in time and, has the opportunity to save his mom and can't. So, Kevin Smith is, wibbling like a baby and just, losing his mind. So I cried when I saw the episode. And then I watched Kevin Smith watch the episode and cried even harder. I'm like, oh, my God, Kevin Smith, you are me.
Well, and you and I are both Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fans.
Oh my God,
so
yes.
Many of them, I either wiggle with glee or I'm like, oh, my whoopee. You can't hurt my whoopee. And then I go down the fan fiction track with that hand is pretty awesome. And so we just stop there. Because this is a family friendly show.
Oh my God. So Sky, Daisy Sky this year.
Right.
Okay. So first
and
of
Mac,
all.
And Mac and Fitz. Mac and Fitz are just the Turbo. He calls him Turbo.
I have so many feelings for this show this year. I feel like this season they really hit their stride and just have done some really cool stuff with this season.
I know. It's just the most, I just love it. I love the Inhuman stuff. I can't wait till next season. I know they're like, they're going to 10 o'clock. This is the death keel. I'm not sure it's the death keel for this, because if they're bringing Ghost Rider in, you're going to have to be a little deep. You're going to have to be that. You're going to have to be a little dark. You can't bring Ghost Rider in and have an 8 o'clock show.
Yeah.
Maybe 9 o'clock, but you can't have an 8 o'clock.
You know, you think about what Joss put on television with Buffy, like the different like subjects and things that he came up with then. And I want to say that it was at 9 o'clock, if memory serves.
It was, because the WB / whatever it was, that was
WB
the latest,
/ CW. That did was not a, have.
That was the latest time slot that they had. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like so it was, you know, Buffy and then Angel. And so you have. I feel like you have a lot more room to like kind of grow with it, because you're not expected to meet the like family friendliness of 8 p.m.
Right.
Well, I think there is that too, but you also have to remember Buffy was on at 8, and I know this because we made sure that the child went down before Buffy went on. And one of the things about Buffy too, though, is remember the WB had no standards and practices. So a lot of things he could have gotten away with on WB and or CW, or probably. CW runs it a little more.
And what network was that thing on? Initially, though.
Yeah, it was Fox.
It was Fox. Yeah, okay, sorry.
Fox, if they were on five seasons.
Well, we know Fox has no standards. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You said that out loud. Bummer.
I didn't mean to say that in my out loud voice.
Well,
I'm
so
sorry.
When they announced Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I was like, please do not be on Fox. Please do not be on Fox. Please do not break my heart. Please do not be on Fox.
I know. Yeah. You're like, oh, ABC. Well, it wasn't going to be on Fox because it's owned by Disney. It's going
to
be on ABC.
I know. It doesn't matter, though. As soon as somebody says anything to do with Joss Whedon, I'm like, if you stay away from Fox, we may be safe.
We could be friends. We can be friends.
Yep.
I'm just so excited.
Firefly
I can't.
And everything. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, dying at Firefox.
Well, okay. So I happen to know that you have Alan T coming back. That's I'm not saying that last name because.
Tudyk.
No.
She didn't believe me that was his last name.
Yep. Tudyk.
Nope.
Sort of like a fan fiction name, or possibly maybe it's his stripper name.
Okay. See. Oh, Lord. No. No. And no again. No.
So he's only going to be with us. I think he's only coming to the con on Friday. So we get him once just on Friday.
So you're going to see him. So you got him coming.
Yeah.
And he did Dollhouse and Firefly. You also have who else coming from?
And
do you have somebody else from?
Oh, never mind.
Firefly?
So we have Brent Dallin coming from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So
I thought it was Dalton.
It is. It is totally Brent Dalton. I'm sorry, guys. I haven't had any coffee, and I got off work, and I wore bad shoes today. Anyway.
That's a bad thing. Don't do
I
that.
I made poor shoe choices, Lee. I made poor shoe choices.
That's a bad idea.
So, and then we've also got Eliza back for Buffy and Dollhouse and Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And then James Marsters, Spike, is going to come back as well. And then I'm missing somebody. Amy Acker.
Amy Acker. Oh!
Oh, Amy.
So.
Oh! That's really cool.
I have to tell you, like, of the people. So, like, I'm really excited to get S.H.I.E.L.D. guests again. Just because finally, yay, guests for, like, our show that's actually still on television. But I am so excited that Eliza Dushku is coming back. I love her. Not only is she like incredibly, incredibly nice, but she's such a fantastic storyteller. And like, she just gets really into the questions that people asks. And like, it's just like, I just love her to pieces. She's fabulous.
Okay. Wait, why don't I have Amy Acker on the guest list?
I'm pretty sure it's her. Like I really got to look at my phone now, because now you're making me nervous.
I don't have her on the guest list, because I was if I've got Amy Acker, because then I got a person of interest person, and I like, no, I don't have her.
Okay, so please excuse me in my brain. I said Amy Acker, and I meant Summer Glau.
Summer Glau. Okay, Summer Glau is coming.
Oh my God, you guys. seriously have so many problems. My staff is going to make fun of me so hard.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
And they really deserve to. So
well, you can somehow figure out that this, when it goes up, you can just like distract them with something. Like, I understand that Brett Dalton did some really nice modeling shots. So you could just send those to your staff, along with Alan T. That's all his name is. And a couple of others. You could just send those to your staff, a couple of Summer and some others. They have some lovely pictures, and you can just show. Look at this. Don't look at that 50 days thing.
So Brett Dalton, James Marsters, Eliza Dushku, Summer Glau, and then Alan Tudyk. And then we also have James Leary, who played the floppy skin demon on Buffy. He is coming back to do some moderating and stuff for us.
He was he not Norm? What was it?
Clem.
Clem! Thank you. He was
so
cute.
And we're trying to convince the DragonCon people to give us Eddie McClintock like for one panel, because he was in one episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but he was on a panel.
He just showed up that time.
Yeah, he just showed up. Like,
I don't know why you're expecting Eddie not to just do that again.
Well, I'm really hoping he does, because so he came because BJ Britt, I think, was near him, and he's like, oh, I'll go, like, and just got up and went and did a panel, and he is a friggin' hoot, and I've never had him as part of like my fandom panel.
Oh,
and since I'm always working con, I never get to see the things that aren't my track. Okay.
So the first year I had Eddie, because he is Warehouse 13, and we love Eddie so much. We do. We adore Eddie. He drew on the tablecloths.
Oh God.
He's a doodler. He's a fiddler. Okay? He has to have something to do. And so he drew on the tablecloths, and I got in trouble for that.
Nice.
And I told him this. Yeah, I told him this the next year, and he said, I didn't mean to get you in trouble. I said, oh, I know, but we now have things up there for you to doodle on. Like, I gave him a color by numbers, and I gave him some, like, a watercolor thing, and, like, I got him at the dollar store.
Perfect.
He was there. And then now he's, a couple of years now, he's done actually some artwork that we have auctioned off. So I'm just saying, yeah. So Eddie is a hoot. I've seen his tushy. Or at least most of it, because he did the kind of like he was pretending to be a plumber. He's a hoot. He is. You never know what's going to happen during an Eddie panel. Good luck.
Well, see, and I kind of like that. As long as they're not mean to people or whatever.
No.
Like,
Eddie.
If it's people being like kind of wackadoo and silly, I am friggin' down for that.
He is a hoot, and he is one of the sweetest people I have ever met. He loves all the fans. They are still stunned that so many people love this show. So, yeah, all good. All good.
So
he's a great, great person.
Random non sequitur.
That's okay.
So I've been thinking about this, because I know you've asked me this in the past, and so I'm just going to ask myself. So I was thinking, okay, so what's your like ideal guest? I mean, like, obviously it's Joss, but like barring Joss, like who would I want to come to Dragon Con? Like if I got to choose somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's not going to be the answer you think.
Okay.
Well, who is it?
Gina Torres.
Oh, gotcha.
I want her to come to con so badly. I want to meet her so badly.
Oh, God, yes. I would agree. Gina Torres is one of those people you look at and you're just like, yeah, I knew her from Firefly and being in some other stuff. But where she really ripped my heart out and tore it to shreds was in Hannibal.
I've never seen that show.
Okay, well, it's not a show you would like. You and I have talked about other things, so I know that. But she is in real life married to Lawrence Fishburne. Is that not correct? Okay, so she played his wife on the show who was dying of cancer. This is not a spoiler, people. It happens season one. I'm not going to have this discussion with you. and you get to see her going through kind of the phases to see him doing it. And first of all, they're both great actors. So you're just like, wow, this is kind of amazing to see these actors. And then to know they're married, because I was pretty sure they were married. And I was like, they're married doing this. I would be a freaking mess every day on the set. I don't know.
And that reminds me of Harry Potter, like in the seventh book of Harry Potter, when one of the Weasley twins die, I know that every time they come to con or whatever, somebody asks them what it would be like, what it was like basically watching your brother die and whatever. And yeah. So I feel like it's that kind of thing. Random note. So I was watching the like special features for Steel Magnolias. Mm-hmm. And so the guy who wrote it wrote it about his sister. And so because it was initially a play and he wrote it about his sister and his mom was on set during the scene where, you know, Julia Roberts, his sister, dies. And he's like, "Mom, maybe you want to not be here for this." She's like, "No, I need it. I need to be here. I need to watch it when Julia gets off the bed in the end."
Oh,
yeah. If you want random,
So those are the things that, and you see that, and you just, and she did. I mean, she's always been somebody I'm like, she's so freaking cool. She is so badass. She's so awesome. And then in Hannibal, to see a very different character that she's playing, still badass as hell. Do not get me wrong. But
yeah, I saw her in an episode of Law and Order the other day, and I was like, "Oh, Gina Torres!"
And she just broke my heart. It was awesome. Yep, and she broke it in a way that it was just like, "It's okay. Oh, yeah, I forgive you for breaking my heart, but I'm gonna sob a little bit. Yeah, I'm gonna sob a little bit. It's okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, I have to get going, so I'm gonna super
keep
quick,
going. Like, keep going. Sorry.
Well, no, I have to leave. Like, so because I have a party to get to because one of my favorite coworkers is leaving. And so it's her goodbye party. Quick thing. So we've got our costume contest on Friday. We've got our NC-17 fanfic panel on Friday.
Woo-hoo!
And also on Friday is the Dr. Horrible sing-along vlog. We got two of those. Saturday is going to be the Hoot Nanny. And then Sunday we're doing a screening of the movie that Joss did. So I think it's In Your Eyes. Like, we're already established that I have no brain today. So, so we've got lots of stuff going on. We've got panels with authors who used to be fan fiction artists or writers and are currently fan fiction writers, but have basically used fandom and their love of like all things to create a paying gig. Mm-hmm. And then we've got, just all kinds of people who just love Joss, love talking about stuff. And I think it's going to be a really good year. I'm excited.
It sounds awesome. So John, you have a game you want us to play really quick before she has
to go. Nice.
Okay.
Cause so, John's evil.
So before we get to that, where's your room this year? Is it the same place?
Oh yeah.
Or is
we
it
are in the Sheridan. Yes. I did not mention that. Thank you. We are in the Sheridan. They moved us over to the Sheridan, which I have to say I'm really excited about because I like that hotel. So
okay,
you're going to be near me too. Woohoo.
Nice.
So real quick, you're going to match wits with Lee on the Whedonverse.
Okay.
So, hey, she's crippled right now, as we've learned. She hasn't had any coffee.
That's true. I might win, folks.
So,
all right.
So here we go. First question that we'll go to, we'll give this one to Lee first.
Okay. That doesn't mean it's a good thing. That means
all
it's
right,
good for
so
you.
So which Buffy episode was the first to feature Faith?
It was some episode in season 2. No idea. I don't know the names
Faith,
of them.
Can you steal?
Faith, Hope, and Trick?
That is correct. All right.
Faith is my favorite character in Buffy, so.
Back to you. Apart from the X-Men, Joss Whedon has written a series of comics for which youthful Marvel superhero team, or also wrote?
Is it the Young Avengers?
No,
I can't remember.
Lee.
If it were my second Colby, he would know this immediately.
Lee, it's actually one of my favorite series. It's one of my favorite series, actually.
So it's one of it is X-Men.
Apart from X-Men, he's done X-Men a few times.
A Marvel.
It's a youth Marvel superhero team. They're teenagers and younger.
And it's not Young Avengers, right?
And it's not Young Avengers. That is correct.
I know this. Give me just a second because I can see it. Crap.
Three,
I don't know.
3, 2. Runaways or The Runaways.
Damn it. That's it. Yes. I knew it. I did. Because Kim made me read it, John.
Okay.
That's why I know it.
Lee, you actually get this question, so maybe you'll have this one.
It's my turn.
Okay. What place do Natasha and Clint remember very differently?
Budapest.
That is correct. Budapest.
I get a point.
He's got a point.
I just want a point. All I want is a point all every right. time. I got points against the science people. I was so happy. I couldn't stand it.
Next question. According to the label on the case, what should you not do with Wonderflobium? Flonium. Flonium.
Wonderflonium.
Thank you. What should you not do with it?
I'm sorry. That.
And what shouldn't you do with it?
Wonderflonium, do not. Is it jiggle?
Oh, I want to give you a half a point, but Lee, you get a chance to
shake.
No.
No, it's bounce.
Bounce.
Do
okay.
not bounce.
I will give you the half point officially. Okay, okay. Bounce. All right, Lee, back to you. Who was Joss Whedon's co-writer for Cabin in the Woods?
Oh. Craptastic. Don't know.
Okay. Mary?
Drew Goddard.
That is correct. You're up two. Oh, sorry. You're up 2.5 to 1.
I guess. Keep going.
Okay.
I hate you, John. I hate you so much.
All right. So, I guess.
This is Mary. Mary.
Yep. Who replaced Eve as the liaison to the senior partners of Wolfram and Hart on Angel? Character's name, not the actor.
Balls. That's not the answer.
I was like, I don't remember that character on Angel.
It's the fan fiction version of Angel.
I was like, I don't. That's kind of awesome, but I don't remember that name.
Is it Gunn?
No. Lee,
okay,
do you
that's
know?
Later.
Oh, that comes later. Eve? Who replaced Eve?
It wasn't Adam.
Ba-donch.
I'm a dad. Dad jokes all around for everyone.
You've already made enough dad jokes tonight. Was it Spike?
No. Oh. Marcus Hamilton.
Who the hell
sure
is that?
It was. It's been a while since I've watched Angel.
Marcus right. Hamilton. Who the? Okay, whatever.
All right, so Lee, this is to you, I guess. Which main cast member of Buffy the Vampire Slayer did not voice their character in the 2002 Buffy the Vampire Slayer video game?
2002 video game?
Yes.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
That is correct. That is probably pretty
so
good.
So funny.
Yes.
That's the only one I could guess.
Mary, in the commentary, we've already established that you watched the commentary. In the commentary for the Avengers, which scene did Joss Whedon state he would have been proud of, even if he had done nothing else for all the previous two years?
Okay, I know this. You're so funny.
I think I know.
I'm so proud of you.
Which scene?
Oh, I do know this. The scene with Black Widow and Loki.
No.
Where she's interrogating him.
No. Lee?
I think it's the scene where all of them are circled around and right before the battle and Tony says, call it Captain.
No. It's Hulk smashing Loki.
Oh, puny God.
That's awesome.
That is a pretty good scene.
I disagree with you, Joss, but that's not the first time.
Okay. Lee, who played Noomfar in Angel?
Is that to Lee?
That's to Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was Joss.
Yep.
Oh, all right. Mary, you got to get this question to win. Please win. Please. In Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, what organization does Penny volunteer for?
The Helping Hands something.
Close.
Hold on. I've almost got it.
I'll give her time because I have no idea. I can't steal it. I've never seen it. I know. I'm a bad fan. I know.
It's okay. Oh God, I almost have it. Like,
I'll give
caring
you...
hands.
Caring hands.
Yes.
A little bit more.
If she gets a half point, she wins, right?
She ties.
You're so funny.
He doesn't want me to win. He really doesn't.
Why doesn't he want you to win?
Because he's evil.
Oh, there.
I've gotten used to it.
I'll give you this. The initials are CHHS. You have the first two words. Come on, you can do it. Please. Please, Mary.
Oh. Okay, hold on.
I want to guess.
I want to think about it. So, hold on a second.
Helping society.
Nope. 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 It's not that.
Oh, sorry.
I have no idea. Honestly, I cannot think of it. Homeless shelter.
Yes, yes. How did you get that? Amazing. All right. Mary wins with 3.5 points. She squeaks by at the very end. Yay!
Congratulations,
like a Muppet.
He is a Muppet.
All right, Mary.
Evil Muppet. He's that evil Muppet, the one that has the little thing and it has the whiskers and he's evil. That's John.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. But he eventually is the tailor on the Muppet Show. I mean,
you're still evil.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, okay. So again, where can people find you on the web and in actual physical locality at DragonCon?
Okay, so on the web, you can find us on Facebook as well as the Twitters. We're Whedon Universe in both places. And then you can also find us on our website, which is dragoncon.org. This is something Whedonverse. yeah, which I'm sure is like a thing and whatever that I should actually know our thing. Hold on. The Whedon Universe or Whedonverse.dragoncon.org.
Or www.google.com.
Yes, this is true. Also available. We are going to be in the Sheridan this year, and I believe it's the Macon Room, but they've changed my room a couple of times.
I know.
So please keep your eyes peeled on the, you know, DragonCon website and the Daily Dragon and the Pocket Program and all that.
Dear God, I hope they don't have to announce a room change for your entire track on the Daily Dragon.
You never know.
The thing is, so they moved us from the West End to the Sheridan, and some of my panels, like my large guest panels, are in the Marriott now. So that's going to be fun. The only thing I can say is at least it's on the same hill level. Like, you're not going up that hill.
Well, everybody's getting shifted around this year, so I blame construction and just, you know, the huge popularity of something called DragonCon. I can't remember what else it is. All right, well, thank you for joining us. I appreciate you taking the time. Again, everyone, check out the Whedonverse. Thank you for your volunteering and your directionship, and to your volunteers as well. Really appreciate it.
They're fabulous. They're fabulous, fabulous.
So, until next time, this is John for Mary and Lee saying peace.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.